Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we are joined by Dr. Ashley Yager from USU Extension Heart. Dr. Yager, always a pleasure to get you on here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
And, you know, we're reaching that time of year where USU Extension Heart is breaking out a lot of very fun and a very good events for our community. And coming up on Saturday, August 30th, it's one of my favorites that I discovered last year, the Carbon and Emery A Light to Remember Day. It's Overdose Awareness Day, and it's a great opportunity to just connect with the community and have a day of remembrance for those we've lost to the opioid epidemic.
Yeah, exactly. It's a really lovely event that's completely free and open to the public with a lantern tribute to just recognize those that we've lost and also, you know, talk about how to prevent overdose and recognize people in recovery and provide support and resources for everybody.
And, you know, being able to know what those resources are is a huge step that you can be taking in this battle, because it's such an important thing to know where you can go to if you are ever affected by this. Now, let's run through the itinerary, kind of explain to people what to expect. So the first 150 attendees are going to get some swag and free meals. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. We'll have free meals thanks to the Southeast Utah Health Department and Castleview Hospital, and some drinks for everyone, too, thanks to the CARE Coalition. So come on down. Dinner's on us that night. You know, we don't want anybody to leave hungry, for sure. And we're going to just kick off and welcome everybody and, you know, recognize our loved ones without stigma and without shame that we've lost.
And, you know, it's always good to be able to recognize them in a safe space like this without that stigma that kind of surrounds it. It's a great chance to help discuss that and find ways that we can move forward and help break that stigma, make it a subject that we're more willing to talk about openly. So you get that begins at 6 p.m. Then from 6:30 p.m. and 7 p.m., you're going to be doing some naloxone trainings, something that I think everyone should at least try to partake in at least once.
Yes, absolutely. Naloxone is one of the biggest, I think, things that we have in this fight against opioid overdose deaths. And it's a free training. Everybody who does the training will get a free naloxone kit. And it temporarily reverses an opioid overdose until you can get emergency services there. So that's a really great one that we have that we're going to be offering at the event for those who haven't had a chance to have their naloxone training before.
You know, it's always good just to have on hand. Even if you don't think you need it, what you could be in public, someone else might need it. It's always good to just have that knowledge on hand. Then at 7:30, you guys move to a moment of silence. And following that, you have a luminary lighting ceremony. What does it look like? And what emotion does it conjure as you watch that moment of silence and the lighting ceremony at this event?
You know, I think it's different for each person that has gone. This is our fourth annual event. And so I think people find some connection in that loss, but it's also a difficult time, right, to recognize that we've lost so many people in our Southeast Utah area, because this is Carbon and Emery, and we've led the state for a long time. Just the loss to substance-related overdoses and deaths in general. So I think it's really nice for everyone to be able to come together and recognize together that you're not alone in this loss. But it's still a difficult loss, and this is our family, our friends, our loved ones, our neighbors that we're losing. So I think coming together and just recognizing that, without the stigma, without the shame, and just being in one place all together is really powerful, and it's a really beautiful with the luminary lighting and the lanterns that we'll have there for people to do as well.
And like you mentioned, this is for Carbon and Emery, not Carbon or Emery. It's for both. And to help, since it's being held at Huntington Lake State Park, free rides are going to be available from Sunnyside, sponsored by Carbon Medical, which is something that I've always loved about this event. It brings so many of these different community collaborators together to work towards just an incredible cause of remembering those we may have lost to overdose overdose.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. There's going to be so many amazing resources there on site. We'll have everybody there that we've already mentioned, as well as Step One Service, our prevention coalitions like One Direction Coalition, Life Balance Recovery, the Hope Squad, USARA, right? Just a lot of people who really care about our community and come out to these events and get to know us individually so that when you need the resources, you know where to turn. There's so many resources for people, but it's just being aware of those, right, that helps you the most when you need them.
And I feel like another important thing to note is that these lanterns aren't going to be on the water. So no matter what the water conditions are at that time, this event is going to be held. No matter what water conditions may be, because we've seen it before, they can change pretty rapidly, but it's going to be held regardless.
Absolutely, yes. We're going to be not in the water that day. If people want to recreate and the water is fine, that's totally great to bring the children with you and have them go as well. So it's really open to everyone. It's a family-friendly event.
Now, if there's anyone listening right now and they have any questions about this event, who should they contact and what's the best way to reach out?
Yeah, they can contact me at the Facebook page. So if you go to facebook.com/USU Heart, you can message me directly there if that's easy, or you can even call me at USU Extension in Carbon County.
Now, Dr. Yager, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
I think the biggest thing is join us. Come see everybody out there. I couldn't possibly name everyone that's coming, but we look forward to seeing you all and remembering those we've lost with hope for no overdoses in the future.
Well, Dr. Yager, it's always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Dr. Ashley Yager, and we were talking about the Carbon and Emery A Light to Remember Overdose Awareness Day event out at Huntington Lake State Park. That's coming up on Saturday, August 30th, beginning at 6 p.m. The first 150 attendees will receive free swag and free meals. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.